You might be the best and the brightest, but if you're hiding your light under a bushel because you're too anxious to communicate, to tell people about it, to get your message out there, then your light stays under that bushel. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you for being here. Today, I want to talk about something that is a challenge for a lot of us, and that is anxiety and communication. Yeah, lots of us have anxiety around communicating, around having our say, around feeling like we're going to be heard, around feeling like somebody, the person we're talking to, is listening to us. And I'm going to be talking a fair amount about that in the coming weeks and months because I think anxiety keeps us from having our say. I really do. I think that sometimes that's the very thing, you know, you're shy or you're this or you're blah, 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 you're anxious. Right? You're anxious somebody's going to judge you. You're anxious they're going to find you wrong somehow. You're anxious they're going to make fun of you. Any number of reasons you might be anxious around communicating with the person that you need to communicate with. I mean, that's the thing. Like when you're looking at reasons that you're not saying what you need to say, that's one of them. I'm anxious around it, right? That seems to be the answer. I'm nervous. Well, what is nervous? Yeah, that's kind of a synonym to anxious. So what does that do? Well, it speeds up your heart rate. It makes your breathing more shallow. It makes your palms sweaty. It gives you butterflies in your stomach. And what is all that? It is your body going into fight or flight. That's what anxiety is. The amygdala starts doing its thing and you're like, holy crap, get me out of here. Not good for you. Why? Why is it not good for you? Because then you don't ever have your say, right? If you get too anxious to actually say the things you need to say, then you're not getting across the points you need to get across. You're not communicating as well as you could be. And things can really be yucky, right? I know, right? It's like, I know I'm probably preaching. If you're anxious around communicating, I'm probably preaching to the choir. And we still need to talk about it because the important thing is there are ways around it, right? There are ways that you can deal with your anxiety. I was at an event a couple of days ago and a number of these really badass women were saying to me, you know, I have trouble communicating. And these are entrepreneurs who are kicking butt and taking names. And a lot of them were nervous to have their say, nervous to say the things they needed to say. And it's tough because you might be the best and the brightest, but if you're hiding your light under a bushel because you're too anxious to communicate, to tell people about it, to get your message out there, then your light stays under that bushel. And I'm here to tell you there are ways to deal with it. There are ways to at least handle your anxiety, maybe not get rid of it altogether, but at least handle it so that it becomes your friend and not your enemy. And that's one of the big things. We tend to think of anxiety as an enemy. I have started looking at anxiety as a friend. Anxiety is now not just fight or flight. Anxiety is fight and stay. Ah, isn't that interesting? It's different for me now. I have transformed anxiety into something that's part of my tools in my toolbox. I don't want to say it's part of my weapons because I don't want to bring the violent energy into it, but, and I know it's fight, but that goes to when we were trying to deal with saber-toothed tigers or whatever. That's not even what I want to talk about. What I'm saying is you can take that energy because energy is just energy. Energy is not a good or a bad energy in this way. Energy is just energy, and how you direct it, how you allocate it, that is what decides what kind of energy it's going to be. So what we want to do here is we want to get to a place where we take that anxious energy and we channel it into something that is towards our highest good. And you do that by, you guessed it, breathing. That's what you have to do. If you want the opportunity, the chance to channel some of that anxious energy, you've got to calm the anxiety down so that it becomes more like something that is there to do your bidding and less like something that is this wild and crazy live wire that you can't do anything about. That's what anxiety feels like, but that's not what anxiety actually is. Anxiety feels like a live wire that you can't do anything about. It's just so unpredictable and anything could happen, particularly something bad. But actually, anxiety is your body's way of going, okay, let's get that breathing up. Let's get that heart rate up. Let's make sure that you're ready to fight if you need to, or run if you need to, or do whatever it is you need to do. So anxiety is actually a state of preparedness. It's a state of you getting to where you need to be to get done what you need to get done. And if that thing that you need to get done is to communicate something, if you take that anxiety and you marshal it, if you take that anxiety and you corral it into a tool for you, then you get to say what you need to say. And I'm going to talk more about how to get to that say what you need to say part, but let's talk a minute about how we corral anxiety. First, acknowledge that you're anxious. Let yourself understand, oh, I'm experiencing anxiety. That changes everything, by the way, because once you name it, you have a certain amount of power over it. You have a certain amount of power of, oh, that's right, I am the boss of this. I am recognizing what it is, and now I can do something about it. The way you do something about your anxiety, you can make friends with it. You can go, okay, anxiety, you're here, and you're trying to give me information. Great. What information are you trying to give me? And listen to yourself, listen to your body, listen to the thoughts that come through. If you have a piece of paper and pencil handy, write down the things that are coming through. Oh, I'm nervous if I talk about this to this person that I might lose my job. Or, oh, I'm nervous that this person won't like me. Or, oh, I'm nervous that I'm going to say the wrong thing and they're going to judge me. Whatever it is, write it down and then come up with a correlating statement that makes you go, oh, and I can handle it this way, right? So write down all the things that are making you feel anxious and then write down your reply, or rather your response. How would you deal with saying the wrong thing? Oh, I'd apologize. If the person took offense, I'd go, oh, that was not what I meant. Let me see if I can clarify. How would you say it if you feel like you might lose your job? Well, you have to first come to a peace with this. Are you ready to lose your job? Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to leave? If you are, then if you're ready to burn a bridge, I guess burn the bridge. But I'm not saying that you should burn the bridge. Personally, I always like leaving situations in a positive way, on a positive note. And that might mean, hey, I found an opportunity that I really want to go for, and I want to give you lots of notice so that you can find somebody. I want to make myself available to the next person to answer questions for a month or two. And that way you leave it on a positive note. Even if you're anxious, even if they don't want you to leave because you're so fabulous, you've got a way of leaving that feels pretty good to you and will feel at least relatively good to the other person. So there are lots of different things that you can do. But one of the first things is you can acknowledge that you, first things, let me say it correctly. One of the first things is that you can acknowledge that you are anxious, that you are having or experiencing anxiety. And that I'm going to make that clarification. You are not anxious. That does not describe who you are. You are experiencing anxiety, and that means it's a temporary state. Anxiety is not permanent. It is not something that you always are. It's not like you are always someone who has brown eyes. That's not the same thing, right? You are always someone who has brown eyes, and even with that, you can wear color contacts and have blue eyes for a day or whatever. But, you know, or you're not always 5'6". Without shoes. You are always 5'6" without shoes, but you're not always anxious. You are experiencing a temporary moment of fight or flight. Your organism is gearing up to do something, and then you can channel it. That's the key here. Once you acknowledge that you are experiencing anxiety, you can channel it. And if it's anxiety around speaking to someone, you can channel that in a couple of different ways. One, write down what you have to say. Now, I'm not saying send them a letter. I'm saying write down for yourself, bullet points or the whole thing, all that you want to say. And then figure out what the salient points are. And feel free to take that piece of paper in with you in whatever conversation you're about to have. Because you know how the perfect comeback comes to you about 5 minutes after the moment to give that perfect comeback? Have you ever had that happen? Oh, I know what I should have said there, but it's 10 minutes later and the situation isn't the situation anymore. And I'm just sitting there going, doggone it. I had the perfect comeback. Crap. Right? But you got the perfect comeback 10 minutes late. And that happens to all of us. And you know what? If you write down what you need to say, then you're going to have the perfect thing to say right in front of you. And feel free to tell the person, I want to make sure that I get this out the right way. So I wrote it down to make sure that I express myself well. Ta-da! And if they go, what? That's weird. Then maybe they're not the person to be having that conversation with. Or maybe they're giving you enough information to go, wow, you don't really care that we have this communication, this relationship that allows us to be authentic and honest with one another. That tells you something. That gives you information. If you're trying to communicate with someone and they don't want to communicate with you or they're not present for you, that's a lot of data for you to deal with. And take that with you and think about it. Think about what kind of relationship you want to have with this person. And I get it. If they're your boss, you're going to have a relationship with them of some sort until you leave or they leave. If they're a friend and you're about to have an anxiety-inducing conversation, hopefully you have the kind of relationship where you can tell them, hey, I'm experiencing some anxiety around this. I hope that you will bear with me as I try to get through this. I wrote it down so that I can get it out in the best way possible. And if they're a romantic partner, same thing. Hopefully you trust your romantic partner enough to be able to do that and in a way that feels substantive and good to both of you. So if you take nothing else away from this whole podcast episode, remember that you are not anxious. You are experiencing anxiety. That is key and crucial. You are experiencing a temporary state. It is not a permanent sentence. It is a temporary state. And it will be over at some point. Crucial to remember that too. At some point, you will not be experiencing anxiety anymore. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. I'm going to give you a lot more on all of this and a lot more techniques on how to handle it in the coming weeks and months, because this is something I'm just delving so deeply into. Telling our stories, even if we're nervous, even if we're experiencing anxiety, is so important. And I want to help you tell your story better. This podcast used to be called Tell Your Story Better once upon a time because I'm so interested in telling stories. I'm so interested in you having your say. And I'm interested in having my say too and telling my story. And oh, I should tell you, I just released, if you go to my Facebook page or my author page, IsoldaTAuthor.com. I just released the cover, just had the cover reveal for my upcoming book. It's a mystery. It's a murder mystery. It's about a professional tarot card reader who works with the police to solve crimes. And when someone starts killing people and leaving them in sort of tableau like her tarot cards, Cassie has to find the killer before he strikes again. And it is super fun, if I say so myself. So if you go to IsoldaTAuthor.com, you can take a look at that picture. And in fact, if you go to the show notes off the website, well, I'm just going to put the image on there too, because it's so cool and I'm so proud of it. And Miranda Roldan is the cover model and Magdalena Edek is the designer, and they did an amazing job. I'm just thrilled with the cover and I can't wait for the book to come out. It's going to make an amazing late summer beach read, I think. So if you're planning on going away in August, you're going to be able to grab the book and you're going to be able to read it on the beach, and I think you'll enjoy it. Alrighty, cool. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.